But once again, though, let's get back on subject here. Mike Vellini is your father figure.
No, he is not. I will be your
father. You love Valenti. Like, remember, you were swagger jacking some of his bits.
That's who you get your swag off of.
You're not a father figure. Till the end of time.
Let us be your sports father figure on our podcast with swag on SoundCloud and iTunes at WXUT's after further review.
Further review, as you know, that is future with March Madness. And we're in the middle of March, and it is March Madness as we're getting into the tournament. You're watching the Big Ten and keeping up on the scores on some of the smaller conferences. Vermont ended up clinching a spot in the NCAA. I'm actually watching Whitmer and Garfield Heights go at it right now. Pretty good game going on as the Panthers have a 4-point lead in the middle of the fourth. Now a 2-point lead. And you have actually been a part of a very magical run from the Bedford Mules girls basketball team.
Exactly.
So, once again, congratulations to them, as I should get out there applause for them. Hold on real quick. But you've been enjoying this, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they put, because they played in the regional semifinals Monday against Riverview. And mm-hmm.
Here we go.
And of course,
congratulations to them.
I mean, going to that one, I figured it was going to be somewhat tough because I know Riverview, Rob Sauter, coach I really respect, he hangs his hat on defense, and they run the Brady Sally buzz defense that you see Ball State's women's team run.
Basically, the buzz zone defense where they try to funnel you and take away the passing lanes.
Actually,
Brad Sally runs it, but it was Wisconsin Green Bay basically ran it in the early 10s back then when they had some. The Phoenix were really good.
Yeah, because I just remember Ball State running it and watching them here because I said something to Sauter about it. He's like, yeah, that's exactly what we run.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was like, oh, I knew it.
I'm trying to remember. I'll find out who's the originator. I've met the originator of the buzz defense.
Yeah. But, I mean, that game, we were up pretty big at halftime. I think, okay, this is going to be a blowout. And then they had this one girl who was shooting lights out, just kind of got him to creep back a little bit, but they never got closer than 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since
Mike DeVilvis, that's what it was. He's the one that basically invented it.
Yeah. I mean, that game, Victoria Gray had 27 points and 18 rebounds.
I want to give them a shout-out because we've played against them, and Bill Ryan is a great guy and a great coach, and he's done a fantastic job with that program. I mean, in Victoria Gray is a handful. Basketball's not even her main sport.
Yeah, she's going to Indiana for volleyball.
And, David, I have to tell you, you watch this stuff, and it's like it's crazy. That you try to keep track of her rebounds and you think, okay, we did a pretty good job against her. Then you get the huddle stats or you recalculate your stats. And this girl's getting like 15, 14 rebounds a game. Like and she's not big. She's not like, physically imposing.
Yeah. I mean, she's long.
Long.
But I mean, she's able to.
She has a good nose for the ball.
Yeah. And I mean, even against Cass Tech, too, she had 15 points and she blocked 6 shots.
Yeah. Like I said, she just is a stat stuffer.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how that goes.
Yeah, but
she's got that dog in her.
I've said the same thing, David.
It's really because I'll be honest with you. Volleyball players don't make great basketball players because they're not used to the physical contact. So a lot of times they shy away from it. She doesn't really shy away from it. I mean, the position she plays, you got to be kind of aggressive. We had a girl named Jada Schaub who's very aggressive and it held her own and like tops and top 10 career wise at Whitmer in rebounds and scoring. And by the way, she's top 10 in rebounds and she's missing a year. That's the crazy thing.
Wow.
Yes. Crazy thing. She's missing. They didn't keep track of rebounds her sophomore year. So she's just missing.
Just think if they did, then she'd probably be the all-time leading rebounder.
She could possibly. That is true. That is very true. She could be possibly the all-time leading rebounder.
But I mean, the thing was, when we played Cass Tech, I was thinking, okay, this is one where we're going to be in for it because I got to see Cass Tech where they played Fordson, and I saw that they pressed, and I'm like, okay, we got to be able to handle their press. And of course, they were going to, I think in the half court, they just zoned us. And thing was, I think that allowed Victoria to get some rebounds, and we were able to find her underneath. And thing was, Cass has got. They've got two players who are going D1. Ari Parker, who's kind of like a wing stretch four, and then Kayla Mount, who's a post player.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought she was going to give Vic a problem, and we actually held her to just 8 points. And she basically gave Fortson a ton of problems. So I thought we did a really nice job on her. But, I mean, Cass Tech, I thought they had... That was probably one of the better teams I've seen us run into, and we just played outstanding, especially the second quarter where held them to 0 points, and I'm thinking, okay, that was just phenomenal.
But you know who's coming up next, though, don't you?
Yes, I'm fully aware.
Now you're at the. I've talked about this with Frank. I don't understand why they do this in Michigan, where you play a quarterfinal, you play your regional champs, which you did. You won two games to be regional champs. You did two games to be the district champs. And then Michigan does a very strange where you play one game in quarters and then you're in the semis. Now, by the way, in girls here in the state of Ohio, right now they're doing the Division II state championship. We're in the state championships. But everywhere you go, you basically have to win six games.
Yeah.
Maybe five if you get a bye. But basically six games to win a state championship. You got to do one in sectionals if you get the bye, two in districts, which is three, two in regionals, which is five, and rarely seven, two in states. So you need seven.
Yeah.
You guys, but why? I don't understand the quarterfinal. I don't understand. It's at Callahan Hall, but then you play that on a Tuesday, and then the following weekend you're at the Breslin.
Yeah.
Very strange. Whereas with the regionals here, like right now the boys are playing, you win, and then on Friday you go and play. The next weekend you play the states. Kind of strange.
Yeah, because you mentioned, well, this Tuesday we got to play West Bloomfield at 7 o'clock at Callahan Hall. Win that one, we would play at 2 o'clock on Friday at the Breslin Center against either Rockford, who won it all last year, or Holland West Ottawa. And then win there, you're playing at 12:15 on Saturday at the Bres. And
what's the name of the school? I'm sorry. Is it Holland Oates Western?
Holland West Ottawa.
Holland West Ottawa.
Yeah, it's in Holland, Michigan.
So it's Holland West?
Yes.
You say, I thought you said Holland Oates.
I did not say that.
So it's Holland.
Yes.
Okay, and the name of this high school is what?
West Ottawa.
West Ottawa. So basically Holland West Ottawa. I'm thinking you're saying Holland West Oates. I'm like, no. Huh?
Sorry.
Okay, keep going.
And then, the other side of the bracket, you have Holton Belleville, which Holt has got the worst record of all of these teams running. They're 18-8.
Well, that don't mean nothing.
Again, I've said it. At this time of year, everybody's 0-0.
Right, and you're there for a reason. Maybe it depends on the schedule you got. But, like, at this time in the tournament,
yeah,
free throws, defense, and rebounding.
Yeah, I mean, and Belleville has kind of been a bit of a surprise this year. They're 23-2.
Mm-hmm.
They've actually done well. They ended up beating they beat Celine in the district, and then the game that's going to be played before us is Rochester Hill, Stony Creek, and Grand Blanc.
Right.
So that's the other quarterfinal going on in Division I. So I definitely think that. I mean, I think we have a puncher's chance, but I know what West Bloomfield brings. They bring India and Summer Davis. They're both signed with Georgia.
Whoa. So they got is that the Davis twins?
Yes. I've told you about them a few times.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember I met them in a PGC camp when they were eighth graders going to be ninth graders.
I do remember you telling me that.
Mm-hmm. They're senior or they're juniors?
They're seniors, I think.
Oh, wow. Time goes by so fast.
Yeah, they're both signed with Georgia.
Okay. No, they were ninth graders about to be sophomores because it was in 21. Okay. Yeah. Because in 2020, I didn't go to PGC camp because of COVID.
Yeah. Wow. But, I mean, West Bloomfield, they come in at 24-1. Their only loss was actually to a team from Northwest Ohio.
Who?
Anthony Wayne.
That's right.
So, yeah.
And they lost in the regional semis.
Yeah. And I guess Bedford had scrimmaged Anthony Wayne and did fairly well against him, but mm-hmm. Victoria didn't play because she was still hurt.
Right.
So, yeah, I'd say, yeah, they.
And I also remember, I think Victoria was hurt, and I think that's David. Okay, so, David, you want to sign off real quick?
Yeah, sign off. Championship basketball got ahead. Mm-hmm. Work summons, but yeah, I hope you guys have a good week and see you guys next week.
All right, David, we'll see you next week, man.
Yeah.
That was David, the man that got Harris. Finish up. Frank, we got another.
Yeah, so we'll.
You got 6
we'll
minutes.
We'll see how it goes. Some of the. I'll hit on the other. And the boys' finals today.
Now, Bedford boys didn't go too far, did
they? I know. They did. It was a rough year, but a team that we did lose that we played twice that lost to Ann Arbor Huron, mm-hmm. they were in the semifinals. They got absolutely destroyed by Orchard Lake St. Mary's, 82-42. And OLSM ended up beating North Farmington, 63-52. Mm-hmm. My good friend Todd Kapling was at that game. He's good friends with North Farmington's coach.
Mm-hmm.
So that was in D1. D2 final, which will be tonight at 6:45. That's going to be between Warren Lincoln and Grand Rapids Christian. Warren Lincoln beat Flint Power, 60-48. Grand Rapids Christian beat Chelsea 50-41. But I was kind of hoping Chelsea would win because I really like what they do. Who they're Andrew? I've mentioned Andrea Cabana does a really nice job there. There's a woman coaching and a boys team, and they had a really nice backcourt with her son Joey and then Jake Stevens.
They won too, didn't they? Cabana. It's interesting to see that a woman is leading a boys team that far, but I've heard that her son is really good.
Oh, yeah. Joey's really good, and plus she actually won a state championship at Grass Lake with the girls.
Well, yeah. Championship coaching, huh?
Yeah.
But some people, though, didn't you say some people doubted her because she was a woman coaching boys?
Yeah, but I mean, she knows ball.
Well, yeah, basketball is basketball no matter what the gender is.
And she's done a really nice job, and I've met her a couple times, and she's actually pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see, D3 championship game between Niles Brandywine and Detroit Old Redford.
Mm-hmm.
Old Redford beat Riverview Gabriel Richard on a buzzer beater in the semifinals. Hills Brandywine outlasted McBain in overtime. That one's going to be a good game. I think Old Redford probably wins that, or as Mick McCabe calls them, Old Benedictine. It used to be Detroit Benedictine.
They changed their name?
Well, back in the day, they were Detroit Benedictine.
Why they changed the name?
I really don't know the reasoning behind it. But also, and we had a final in D4. Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian beat Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart 79-59. So Tri-Unity is the D4 champion. And so those are your winners there. And I guess I'll hit on some other notable girls teams that are still in it in other divisions. D2, you've got Detroit Edison, which has been a traditional power. Mm-hmm. They're going against an unbeaten Goodrich team at West Bloomfield High School. Buckle up for that one. Team from my neck of the woods, Tecumseh. They beat Lansing Catholic for the regional championship. They're playing the number one team in the state in Ann Arbor, Gabriel Richard.
Ann Arbor, that's the Catholic school, right?
Yes.
And this is a regional final.
This is a quarterfinal.
Wait a minute, why are they doing a quarterfinal today?
No, this is on Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah, they beat Lansing Catholic in the regional championship, which was played up.
Ann Arbor Gabriel Richard beat Lansing Catholic?
No. Tecumseh beat Lansing Catholic.
So wait a minute. So how is that considered in the region? Because Lansing's way up there.
You'd have to ask Mark Yule that question. I don't know how they come up with some of the geography
that usually a regional. Okay.
Where they said a Lutaway County team westward. So, well, especially when they're not that far from it. When they're a lot closer to Ann Arbor than they are the Lansing area.
Right.
Let's see. Others, Grand Rapids West Catholic and Vicksburg will be in the quarterfinal.
Mm-hmm.
And then Negaunee and Flint Powers. Let's go to D3. Hey, there was an upset in the regional there. Blissfield unfortunately lost to Brooklyn Columbia Central. But some of the games, Grand Rapids Covenant, Niles Brandywine's one quarterfinal, Elk Rapids Lake City, Rochester Hills Lutheran Northwest and Sandusky, and then Ipsy Arbor Prep, who I think is probably going to win it all in D3.
Right.
He's got the Utomi Twins. Mm-hmm. They play New Lothrop. That's going to be played at Dansville. And then D4, there is a team kind of from the area who's playing in there. There, it's Morenci. They'll be playing Kingston at West Bloomfield High School on Tuesday at 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
A few others, Frankfort will play Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart. Fowler will play Mendon at Goebbels. Fowler's actually a pretty good program.
Mm-hmm.
And then up in the Upper Peninsula, you have Ishpeming and St. Ignace. So
St. Ignace?
Yes. That's D4, so good luck to all those teams playing.
What's going on with the boys?
Oh, I already mentioned that.
Oh, you did? Did you mention the Orchard St.
Yes, Orchard Lake St. Mary's beat North Farmington. I mentioned that they gave a stanky leg alert to Ann Arbor Huron.
How? Isn't Orchard Lake St. Mary's that has Monty Williamson on it?
No. Elijah Williams plays at Brother Rice.
Brother Rice, okay.
Yeah, Orchard Lake St. Mary's has Trey McKinney.
That's right. And when you start to get that deep in the tournament, it shouldn't be a 40-piece.
Well, let's just say Orchard Lake St. Mary's is a monolith.
I totally understand that. But sometimes it makes you, what would you rather do? Go far in the tournament and then get dropped by 40-piece or maybe lose on a heartbreaker earlier in the tournament? I mean, a loss is a loss, but still.
I know, but I think I'd rather. There's a part of me that would rather go far and then get hit destroyed. But the thing is that Orchard Lake St. Mary's team is nationally ranked.
True, it is true.
So I mean, at the end of the day, you're like, well, you know what? Hey, they were better than us. All you can do is shake their hand and say, "Hey, good game."
That is true. You got a point there.
So that's. That's looking hoops in my state.
By the way, Fort Laramie won the D4 championship. I don't know if they have updates or anything like that for the D2 right that's going on right now. Olmsted Falls plays a little bit later against Springboro. Olmsted Falls is really good. They had Paige Kohler that played last season. They became the runner-up. I believe last year they lost to Pick Central, who won it. So
Pickerington Central?
Mm-hmm. They played Springboro in the semifinal game and ended up losing. So that's the here in the state of Ohio. And now we'll wrap it up. Yeah. Final thoughts. It was a good show today. We got 3 hours in of talk since, you know, in the month of April and May, you won't pretty much be here because you've got baseball.
Yeah. And we got one coming down to the wire in the Big Ten.
Oh, you do?
Purdue leads Wisconsin 65-62.
Mm-hmm.
Ball was knocked out of bounds, and it's off of Purdue. It's going to be Wisconsin ball, so Wisconsin's got a chance to tie it.
Okay, nice.
So,
all right. Any final thoughts?
Well,
no final scores, final thoughts.
We'll see what happens next week. I mean, if I'm not here next week, it's because I'll be at the Brez.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That is if Bedford takes care of business in two games.
Oh, you see, you didn't mention that.
I should have. I thought I alluded to that if they won, if they win two games, they'll be playing at 12:15.
Wow. So they got Tuesday quarterfinals.
Yes.
If they win, they play semifinal Friday.
Yes, and they win that, the finals would be on Saturday.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
So it's
now, who would they play if they beat the Davis Twins?
They would play Rockford or Holland West Ottawa.
Okay. Oh.
And Rockford is the defending champion.
I got a question here. If Bedford can get past them, are their chances high of winning it?
It's hard to say. I mean, I know Rockford's a defending champ, and then the other side of the bracket, you got the Holt, Belleville, and And hold on, let me bring it up. Not back to D1. This is going to take a second. You got Rochester, Stony Creek, and Grand Blanc. I mean, I couldn't tell you anything about Stony Creek and Grand Blanc.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I'm going to, I'm just going to throw a dart and say Grand Blanc probably wins that game.
Mm-hmm.
Holton, Belleville, I'll say Belleville probably wins.
Mm-hmm.
But I know Belleville have had a battle against Celine, and we split with Celine, so.
Mm.
So, who you know what, like I said, this time of year, everybody's 0-0. And I think we're really playing our best ball, so let's see. We'll see what happens.
Well, that's
why. I would say that the opportunity is there. We get to do something very special.
That's why they call it March Madness. Well, Frank, hopefully the Bedford girls do really well, and they at least get to the States.
Oh, and also breaking news: the Red Wings won. They ended a 7-game losing streak where they were getting rickrolled, so now I don't have to go into Panic in Hockey Town.
That was actually one of the segments we didn't get to, though. But with them winning,
well, they won, so I think they. I don't know what Derek Lalonde told them or how they got their heads out of their asses. But hey, you know what? It's a win, a good win. I'll take it. So we're out of Pittsburgh.
Okay. Right. He was having Panic in Hockey Town. I guess it's not. I guess the Eiser plan is still working.
Well, there's been some things that I'm a little bit not concerned with, but you know what? They got the win. Maybe this will get them back on the right track.
We'll see, man. You're listening to 88.3 WGT's After Further Review. Thanks for David, the man who got here, is calling in. Also, Frank, for giving us his insight, and myself, Derek Lawson. This has been a presentation of After Further Review. Make sure you check us out on SoundCloud and on iTunes. WHT's After Further Review with a picture of Frank Vashner and the horse's head. If you miss any of the show, we have our segments up. And we have them up pretty quickly as well. Also, you can check us out on 88.3 WHT on the airwaves and on After Further Review Sports Show on Facebook. For Frank and David, I'm Derek. We'll see you when you see you. Peace. We're out.